Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody...
So the bus driver pulled over at the stop, and the two white sailors got off the bus. But the black sailor didn't get off the bus. He reached over and grabbed the ghetto blaster that Anthony was holding, and he tried to snatch it out of Anthony's hand and tried to get him to give it up. And Anthony wasn't letting the radio go. And the guy punched him in the face and then pulled on the radio. And Anthony didn't let the radio go. Then the guy punched Anthony again and pulled on the radio, and Anthony didn't let it go. And then the man punched Anthony like 5 times in the face. Boom, 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 boom. And Anthony still didn't let the radio go.
Here we go, baby. It's time to get down. Come on, come on, come on. Give it to me, baby. Come on, sexy mama. Come on, lay back and let me see you. Take it easy, baby. Let me do what I want to do to you. I wanna open up the love gates to my heaven. This afternoon I know you like me. By tonight you're gonna love me. I think in just a moment there's gonna be a love explosion. Go ahead and let your jaws get good and funky. Let me do.
is there were two men that were taking pictures of the animals in the jungle. They were taking pictures of the lions, the tigers, the elephants, and the giraffes. And they were taking pictures of the monkeys and the birds in the trees. And they were taking pictures of the snakes on the ground. And they ran into a bear. Well, one man bent down, took his boots off, and put on his tennis shoes and tied them up real tight. And the other man said, "Hey, what are you doing? You know you can't outrun no bear." And the man looked at him and said, "Outrun a bear? I just need to outrun your ass."
Possession, I would pick her from the garden to be mine.
Sit down, baby. Let me rap to you for a second. You see, I know you have it hard sometimes. But when you feel like you need me, or you can call me. You see, because I'll be somewhere around. You see, not only that. You see, I'll be your bridge over troubled waters. You see, the reason why I say this, baby, is because I love you, girl. I love you so much. Oh, sometimes I can't even explain. You see, you're like a flower that blooms in any season. And that's why I like to say, you're my flower, baby. You're my flower. Ooh, baby. A flower. You're my flower. Flower. It's you, baby. It's you. It's you, baby, baby.
Tell your mamas that you're happy that you're here, and be nice to the mamas because they didn't have to have the baby. And, you know, when they had that big head pop out between their legs, they were howling and screaming, and they were fussing up a storm until that baby was actually here. And then they were looking, saying, oh, my baby, so beautiful. Even if you were a funny-looking, big-headed kid, your mama was still loving you. And that's the way it goes.
What's up, Las Vegas? And everybody around the world, this is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Friday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and let's do the sports report. Let's talk basketball. Well, all right. Let's talk basketball. DJ Papa D, are you in the house? Are you ready to talk basketball?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay. Now, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we got the results from those games. And I think I was 24-5 is what my record is so far this week. 24-5. So now we have to go over the games for last night, which was Thursday night. I think they had 9 games or 11 games yesterday. How many games did they have yesterday?
Are you asking me a question?
Yes. How many games
did they have yesterday? There were 3 games
Thursday.
Last night.
3
game
games.
Number 1.
Okay.
The Milwaukee Bucks beat the Chicago Bulls 112-100.
Yep, I bet on Milwaukee to win. So that's a win for G Money. So I'm 1-0. Okay. And game number 2 on Thursday.
Game number 2, the Washington Wizards beat the Minnesota Timberwolves 114-106.
What? Minnesota got beat by Washington Wizards? Oh, no. That was an upset. All right. Well, I'm 1-1. Let's go to game number 3.
Game number 3, the Clippers beat the Phoenix Suns 116-107.
Yep, I bet the Clippers would win. So that's 2 wins and 1 loss. So I'm 2-3. Do they have a game 4 today? A game 4?
Nope, there were only 3 games.
Only 3 games. Okay, so I went 2-1 on Thursday, and I think I was 24-5. So that means I won 2 more. So I'm 26-6 so far this week. I'm 26-6. Okay, so now let's go over the games for Friday. Friday's games, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So how many games Friday do they have scheduled for today?
So listen carefully, okay?
Okay.
There's no games today. There's no games tomorrow. And there's one game on Sunday.
Oh,
and that's the NBA All-Star game.
Oh, that's right. This is the All-Star weekend. Okay. Well, I'm not going to try to pick the All-Star game because most people don't bet on that game. So it won't really matter who wins between the East and the West, because it's All-Stars playing on both sides. And they don't really play defense in the All-Star game. It's like who can dunk the most and who can get the most scoring shots off, and they don't really play defense. So it's not going to be a game of competition. It's just going to be seeing who can shoot the most and score the most and who can get some high-rising dunks in and stuff like that. It's not going to be any defense played in those games. So I won't even bet on the All-Star game, but I do think that the West should win the All-Star game. I'll make that prediction because the West has all of the All-Stars have transferred to the West because KD is transferred to the West. He plays for the Phoenix Suns now, and the Phoenix Suns has an All-Star team. They have a lot of players that are playing with the Phoenix Suns. I was listening to the sports report on the radio today, and they were talking about Phoenix Suns should win the West, and they should win the NBA Finals this year. So they're saying that Phoenix is the best team in the NBA. So we'll have to see how that turns out, because the Dallas Mavericks had a pretty good team, and the Golden State Warriors are the defending champs, and they're in the West. So, and then they got the Memphis Grizzlies are in the West also. So they got some teams in the West that are should be competing for the championship. But they're saying that the Phoenix Suns made a couple of trades, and now they have an all-star roster. So we'll see if Phoenix Suns takes them all the way to the finals. So that's it for the NBA basketball sports report for today. And, well, that ends up, I end up 25-6 on the week. Not bad for a good week of picking games. 25-6. Whoa. That means I'm getting good. Plus, I get all the help for knowing the standings of the top 10 in each conference, the Western Conference and the Eastern Conference. And so that's what I'm basing my predictions on, the standings of the top 10 in the East and the top 10 in the West. Well, all right. Well, that's G-Money Sports Report. And sorry, we don't have any basketball games tonight or Saturday to talk about. And Sunday they have the All-Star game. So that should be a good game to watch. We should see if the West actually wins the All-Star game. All right. Well, that's G-Money Sports Report for today, February 17th, 2023. So let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show and more music in a minute.
You know, when I came home from college, my baby brother, Big Nasty, he was 12 years old, and he decided he wanted to play baseball. So he had signed up at Del Amo Park to play baseball. And I went out to watch him play his first game, because his big brother was a baseball fanatic. You know, I really was. I had planned to go pro and everything. So when I came home from college, I was looking forward to my brother playing baseball. And he went out, and he had his team all together, and everybody was there. And I was sitting in the bleachers getting ready for the game to start. And then the umpire said that they couldn't play the game. And I couldn't understand why. So I asked my brother, I said, what's going on?
Beyond the tree.
I had gone to this club in Long Beach, and I took my pictures that night, and I went and sat at the bus stop waiting for my ride to go home. Well, these two girls walked by me, and they stopped, and they started flirting with me. And they were like, "What's up, baby? What you doing?" And I said, "I'm waiting on the bus. Unfortunately, my ride doesn't come until 6 o'clock in the morning." And they said, "Why don't you come with us? We got a house not too far from here, and you can keep us company till 6 o'clock in the morning." And I said, "Oh, well, that sounds kind of interesting." And one of the girls said, "Well, I got some weed." And the other girl said, "And I got some cognac." And I said, "Oh, cognac and weed? Yeah, okay."
Hey yo, I got a slight problem. I smoke weed too much. These buckles up, back up when I'm splitting my Dutch. Back up, ain't nobody hitting for free. It's just E, double E, keep Murray and me. It costs 20 if you're down with it. Hey yo, son, I ride around with my hoopty titty to ride around blitz. Cause I be feeding for that pookie. I smoke the good shit, save the backyard boogie for all groupies. And I be smoking up the hotel lobby between most East and the Isley. I'm high G, I'm holding it down for the B of an icy. K Blaze tell you to get through, hold lightly. Hit the pookie if you're riding around getting blue. Ask me if I love the rap game. I'm loving it, cause I can do with the fuck. I'm feeling real. Blaze the poop with D-Don and tell you to get the deal. I'm on and on, you don't stop. I'm getting mad hooked up and you don't stop. To all my real dogs, all my real cows, you ain't smoking, get the fuck out. I smoke on and on, you don't stop. I'm getting mad hooked up and you don't stop. I just love poking, blacking out like tame in the open. Of course I got the raw dog, no need to stick your nose in. Gave you a straight up shotgun when we were smoking. Froze you so fast, you looked at like Madonna Vulcan. I got the shit to get your whole click high. We can get high, but act funny and I'ma whip out. And they gon' whip out and blow notes like Michelle. Cause you tried to jump the cypher and it goes this way. I'm on and on, you don't stop. I'm getting mad, hooked up and you don't stop.
The song that you're about to hear is sponsored by NASWIP. Niggas Against Smoking Weed in Public Places. A subdivision of IXRAFO.
I'm knocking somebody right the fuck out.
So I was hanging out with Lisa, and Lisa had a party. Now we're like 8 or 9 years old, you know, maybe 10. And her mother and her auntie sat on the sofa couch, and they were watching us dance. And I was dancing with Lisa. And her mother was like, "Oh, they look so cute together. Oh, baby, you look so good. Let me see you dance." So I broke out and did the swim. And I did the mashed potatoes. And she said, "No, baby, I want to see you dance for real." And I stopped in the middle of my dance, and I was like, "Oh, no, I don't know what to do." I thought I was doing real dances.
This is G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news. I play music in the air. I tell jokes to the listening audience. And I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a three-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comics. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready. And order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Friday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a couple of jokes for you. There were two flies that were flying around, and they landed on a piece of shit. And one fly lifted up his leg and farted real loud. And the other fly said, "Hey, man, give me a break. I'm eating here." I'm G Money. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. I had a girlfriend that had like 5 or 6 strands of hair. And she put grease on her hair and combed her hair to the side. And she called her hairstyle Dippity Doo. And I said, "It'll dip, but it won't do." Yeah, I wrote a book, and they said it was boring. They put it on the Braille reading list. And they said blind people were reading the book, and their fingers were going to sleep. I moved the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. There was an old lady that was walking down the hallway in a convalescent home. And she passed these two old men that were sitting on a bench in the hallway. But the old men didn't have good eyesight. And the lady was old, but she was walking around butt naked. And she walked by him, and she recognized the men, so she spoke to them, and she asked them how they were doing and if they were having a good day, and they recognized her voice. And they said, yeah, we're doing all right. How are you doing, ma'am? And she said, I'm okay. I'm just getting my early workout in. I'm getting my walk in so that I can, you know, exercise. And they said, well, you have a good day. And she said, yes, you gentlemen have a good day also. And the men looked at each other and they said, did you see what she was wearing? And the other man said, no, I couldn't really see real good. But whatever she was wearing, it seemed like it really needed ironing. I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. There was a lady that lived in a five-story apartment complex, and she went to the roof and laid out a blanket and laid on the roof. She undressed and got butt naked so she could get a suntan without having tan lines on her body. And she was laying on the blanket nude, and she went to sleep. And she rolled off of the building. And while she was falling to the ground, she was hollering. And a man on the fifth floor stepped out on his balcony, and he caught her. And he saw that she was naked. And he said, hey, can we have sex? And she said, hell no. So he dropped her over the side of his balcony, and she was falling to the ground, and somebody on the fourth floor caught her on his balcony, and he saw she was nude, and he asked her if they could have sex, and she said no, and so he turned around and dropped her over the side of his balcony. So she was falling to the ground, and somebody on the third floor caught her. And she said, I'll have sex with you. I'll give you head. I'll do whatever you want to do. We can do it missionary style or whatever. And he said, oh, you're a tramp and a whore. And he dropped her over the side of the building. And she fell all the way to the ground and hit the ground and died. The moral of the story is, maybe giving up a little booty could save your life. Woo! I'm G Money. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. There were three men on a stranded island. They were on a desert island. And actually, yeah, they were on an island. And one man looked up and saw a bottle floating in the water. So he swam out to get the bottle. And when he was walking back on the shore, he was wiping the bottle off, drying it off. And a genie came out of the bottle and said, thank you for releasing me from my prison inside this bottle. And because you released me from this prison, I'll grant you three wishes. And the man said, oh, okay. Well, I want to go back to my house, and I want to be in a brand new house, and I want to be with my wife. And the genie snapped his fingers, and the man was gone. And then two other men were sitting there, and one guy said, my turn, my turn. So the genie said, yes, you have two wishes left. And the man said, well, I want to be back in my house, and I want to have a new house, and I want all my kids to be at my house with my wife, and I want to have two new cars. And the genie snapped his fingers, and the other man was gone, and it was just one man left. And the genie looked at him and said, you have one wish left. What would you like to wish for? And the man said, I don't know. I haven't really thought about any wishes. I don't know what I'd want to wish for. So the genie said, okay, Well, take your time. I'm not going anywhere, so you have time to think about it. So the man walked around the island, and the genie followed behind him. And every now and then, the genie would ask him, "Do you have a wish? Have you thought of a wish?" And the man was like, "No, I haven't thought of a wish yet." And they said, "Okay, take your time. I'm in no hurry. I'm not going anywhere." So the man just was walking around the island, and he was doing his little stuff on the island. And he was walking around, and every now and then the genie would ask him, "Do you have a wish?" And he was like, "No, I haven't thought of anything yet." And genie said, "Okay, take your time. You still got one wish." And the man was walking around, and he thought to himself, he said, "Man, I miss the other guys that were here on the island with me. I kind of wish they were back here with me again." And the genie said, "That's your third wish." And he snapped his fingers, and the two men that were on the island that had got sent back to their homes were back on the island again with the third man. And the moral of the story is, be careful what you wish for, because you may get it. I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. Right, there was a man riding on the highway. He was doing over 100 miles an hour, and he passed a highway patrol officer that was on the side of the road behind a freeway billboard. He was eating his lunch, and he saw the man speed by on his highway, and he said, "Oh no, I can't have anybody speeding on my highway." So he put his lunch up and he took off in pursuit of the car that passed, that was speeding on the highway. And while he was chasing the driver, he thought to himself, he said, "Well, when I catch him, I'm going to ask them why they were speeding. And if they have a legitimate reason, I'm going to let them go. And I'm going to go back and finish my lunch." So he flagged the man down, and the man pulled over, and he walked up to the window, and the man rolled the window down, and he said, "Sir, can you tell me why you were speeding?" And the man said, "Well, when I was driving down the highway, I saw the highway patrol sitting on the side of the road by the billboard. And I thought about my wife. And I thought about how my wife had run off with the highway patrolman. And then when I looked up and I saw you were behind me with your red lights on, I thought you were trying to catch up with me, because you were going to give my wife back." Woo! I got to go. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Well, time for me to take a break and play a song. And I'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
My daddy had a friend that had a big house, and he ended up putting a pool in the backyard of his house. And he had three big Great Dane dogs that were running around the yard in the pool area. And me and my brothers were swimming in the pool, and the dogs were jumping in the pool behind us. And they would be swimming around waiting on us to come up for air, and then they would be pouncing on top of us. I mean, this dog was like a giant horse, and he would dive in the pool right after us. And when you came up to get air, he would pounce on you. And every time they were on top of us, it was a situation where either we had to get away or we had to drown. So we had some good times at that pool. My daddy had a friend that had a big house in South Central L.A., and he ended up putting a pool in the backyard of his house. And it was great, because every time we played, we went to his house to swim in his pool. And he had three big Great Dane dogs that were running around the yard in the pool area. And me and my brothers were swimming in the pool. And as long as we were swimming in the pool, the dogs were jumping in the pool behind us. When they came up, the dogs would be right there waiting for them. I mean, this dog was like a giant horse. And when you came up to get Ed, he pounced on you. We had to get away, or we had to drown. Now imagine swimming in the pool, and you get a big Great Dane chasing you around the pool. And he would dive in the pool right after us. And he would put his head in the water to see where you were. And he would be swimming around in the pool so he could swim over you. And when you came up to get air, he would pounce on you. And you had to go back down and try to find a place to come up where you could get air. When they came up, the dogs would be right there waiting for him. I mean, this dog was like a giant horse. And when you came up to get Ed, he pounced on you. We had to get away, or we had to drown. And it was three Great Danes that would be swimming in the pool, and they would be waiting on us to come up for air. And every place you rode, the dog would be there. So we were swimming in the pool, and my brother, every time they came up for water, the dogs were crawling on top of them. So they had to keep going under the water and swimming until they got to the edge. And when they pulled up on the edge of the pool, the dogs were right there when they pulled up. So I was laughing. When they came up, the dogs would be right there waiting for them. I mean, this dog was like a giant horse. And when you came up to get air, he pounced on you. We had to get away, or we had to drown. So we had some good times at that pool, and I learned to swimming in my daddy's friend's pool. And I swam in his swimming pool for several years. And my godfather was hosting parties, cooking shrimp and cooking lobster and cooking crawdads. And all those crawdads were good. And the dogs were always there. We always had the dogs to compete with us while we were swimming. When they came up, the dogs would be right there waiting for us. I mean, this dog was like a giant horse. And when you came up to get air, he was pounced on you. We had to get away, or we had to drown. And then the waitress came, and she had all these little shot glasses that were all different colors. And she asked us if we wanted some shots. And I said, sure we do. So I bought about 10 shots, and the waitress put them on our table. And I told the girl, I said, hey, sweetheart, taste this shot and tell me what you think. And she took it, and she took it straight to the head. I mean, she just turned it up. And she said, oh, that one was good. And I said, well, go ahead, take another one. And we had all these different shots in these colored glasses. And she just took shot after shot after shot after shot. She took about 7 shots. And afterwards, she said, whoa, I'm getting a little dizzy. It was 12 guys online, and I got 12 bricks, and I handed each brother a brick. And then I got a piece of string, and I tied it to the brick. And then I made them pull their pants down, and I tied the end of the string to their penis. And then I blindfolded each brother so that they couldn't see what was going on. And I stood them at the edge of my stairs, and I told them, okay, on the count of three, I want you to drop the brick. But they're thinking that when they drop the brick, the string is going to pull their penis off. And they were like, no, big brother, we to drop the brick. So I gave him to the count of three, and then we said, drop the brick. And they dropped the brick. Everybody around the world, G-Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G-Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday. Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you. This is G-Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
And I walked around, and I saw Eddie Murphy. He was sitting with about 10 or 15 playmates. And I heard him say to the girls he was a playboy. And I walked up, and I said, I know I didn't hear you say you were a playboy. You ain't no playboy. Ain't nobody heard about no women chasing you down after you leave the TV set, the movie set. Ain't nobody run you down after you did a stand-up comedy routine in the comedy club. Come on now. So I told them if they wanted to be with a real playboy, they need to check me out. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and I'm the playboy extraordinaire. I can put it down, girls, so you need to come check me out.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Friday's radio show. Yeah, Friday's radio show. And welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a story I want to share with you. There was a little boy that lived in the neighborhood, and he went next door to his next door neighbor, and he played with this little girl, and he had a good time. He played with her all day, and they had a ball. And at the end of the day, he went in to have dinner with his dad. And he told his dad that he had met this girl that lived next door to him. And he had a lot of fun playing with her, and he really liked her a lot. And his father said, don't get excited about her because she's your sister. And he went to bed, and he got up the next day, and he went across the street from his house. And he met some girls across the street, and he played with them all day, and he had a good time. And he came home that night and had dinner with his dad, and he told his dad that he met some girls that lived across the street from him, and they were really nice, and he had a lot of fun. And his father said, don't get excited about her because they're your sister. And he said, what? Then he went to bed, and he got up the next day, and he went to the end of the block across the street. And there was another girl living on the corner. And so he played with her all day. He had a good time. And he came home that evening and had dinner with his dad. And he told his dad he met a girl that lived across the street down at the corner. And she was really nice, and he liked her a lot. He had a good time with her. And his father said, don't get excited about her because she's your sister. And he said, what? Then he went to bed, and he got up the next day, and he went around the corner from his house, and he met this girl lived on around the corner, on the corner. And she was tall and slim and had blonde hair and blue eyes. And she wore eyeglasses, and she was kind of smart, and he really had a good time with her. She was really smart, and they did a lot of things together, and he had a great day. And he went home that evening and told his dad that he met a girl that lives around the corner from him on the corner house, and she was really smart. And he really liked her a lot, and he thinks he wants to marry her when she gets older. And his father said, don't get excited about her because she's your sister. And he said, what? That's what you tell me every time I meet a girl. You tell me don't get excited about her because she's your sister. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what to think. I'm so confused. I'm trying to have a girlfriend, and every girl I meet, you're telling me it's my sister. I don't know what to think. I need some help. Mama! And his mother came in there and said, yeah, baby, what's the problem? And he said, every time I go out and I meet a girl and I think she's really nice, and I come home and tell Daddy, and he says, don't get excited about her because she's your sister. He said, I don't know what to think. Every girl I think I like ends up being my sister? I don't know what to think. Mama, can you help me? And his mother said, son, don't worry about what that man says. Because, see, he really ain't your daddy. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Well, there was a man riding on the freeway, and he got a call on his cell phone, and it was his wife. And she was saying, honey, be careful, because I'm watching the news, and they're talking about somebody's driving the wrong way on the freeway. And I think that's the freeway you're driving to come home. So be careful, honey. Make sure that you watch out for the oncoming traffic. And her husband said, yeah, okay, baby, I'll watch out. And he got off the phone, and he was driving down the freeway, and he said, hey, it's not one car. It's hundreds of cars going the wrong way on the freeway. I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. Well, now it's time for a story. I recorded a story for the listening audience. So now it's time for me to play the story that I recorded for the audience. So DJ, are you ready to play the story that I recorded for the listening audience as they're getting back, putting their feet up and their head back and relaxing? And maybe they're getting something to drink and getting some peanuts or popcorn to eat while they listen to my story as I play the story that I recorded for the listening audience. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
I'm going to talk about an interesting subject today. We're going to talk about prejudice, how the light-skinned black men and women were prejudiced against the dark-skinned black skin and women. And when I grew up in the 60s, being dark-skinned wasn't real popular. All the girls thought all the light-skinned guys were real handsome. And all the light-skinned girls were real beautiful. But if you were dark-skinned, if you were black-skinned, you didn't get no love. No love at all. It was just a bad time. And we had to develop our own self-love for us to be who we were. So we had to develop over time to be the best that we could be, even though we knew we were great, we knew we were talented, we knew we were smart, but we had to let everybody else know what we were doing. And so when I went to school in the 60s, that's when James Brown came out with Say It Loud, I'm black and I'm proud. And Adolf Hitler started the Olympics, and he wanted to prove that white people, the Germans, were better athletes than the blacks. And Jesse Owens showed him up. He won the 100, and he won the 200, and then he won the 4x4 relay. He was the fastest man on the planet, and he was a black man. And in the Olympics, they had Carl Lewis winning the 100, the 200, and the 4x4 relay. And you had Ronaldo Nehemiah, who's a fraternity brother of mine. He won the low hurdle in the Olympics, being the fastest hurdler on the planet. And we've gone and won the 100 every year since Bob Hayes won the 100. And Bob Hayes played for the Dallas Cowboys, and he was the fastest man on the planet at the time that he played, ran in the Olympics. So It's the time where black people need to be recognized. And they need to say it loud. We're black and we're proud. And the Black Panther Party, which was in Oakland, California, I'm proud to say my fraternity, Phi Beta Sigma fraternity, where I'm a member, I was pledged in Huey Newton's house in Oakland, California. And I was always black and I was proud. And I always had to have self-confidence because I went to school in an all-white Catholic elementary school where we had a lot of blacks, but I was the darkest one on the campus. I was the black sheep on the campus. But it was all right because everybody loved me because I was a good person, and I always strove to be the best that I could be. And I always developed my friendships around my friends, and they loved me. The girls loved me, and my friends that were Creole, that were light, bright, and damn near white, yeah, like Rose Conant, my girl, she's my buddy and my best pal. And in fact, Rose told me that she couldn't have dated me when we were in elementary school because I was too black. But I found out that everybody loved me, not because I was handsome, even though I was, but because I was a good athlete. I played football, baseball, basketball, and I ran track. So I was a force. Sports athlete for like 8 years of my first 8 years of life. And I was a super athlete because I always improved and did well every year that I played. And it was always a good thing for me to be sociable and to be liked by everybody. So I found out that just being who I was good enough for me to be liked by everybody. And because I was self-confident, I ended up being able to do things that a lot of dark-skinned black men won't do. But dark-skinned men have a way to be a little better than everybody else. They have been able to stand up and take charge. Like we had a black president. He's dark and he's a member of the black race. Barack Obama was the first black president, and I'm sure we'll have more. And the Olympics, the men that won the 100 and won all of the track meets stood up on the podium with the black gloves with the fist in the air saying black power. And everybody recognized that the black athletes were the super athletes. Like in basketball, we had Larry Bird. But then they got Magic Johnson and Lew Alcindor, or better known as Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And we have Michael Jordan, and we had Kobe Bryant. I mean, we had such black superstars that was just amazing in the sport. And then in football, they said that blacks were too dumb to be quarterbacks. And they actually improved the team. And the winner of the Super Bowl this past year was the Philadelphia Eagles, and they had a black quarterback. but he wasn't the first black quarterback to win a Super Bowl. Doug Williams played for the Washington Redskins and then won the Super Bowl. And we've had a couple of other quarterbacks that went to the Super Bowl, but they didn't win, like the quarterback from the Carolina Panthers. He went to the Super Bowl, but he didn't win. But he got his team there, and he became most valuable player of the league that year. So it's been an awesome year for black people to be recognized. And it's time for all America, for all the world to recognize that dark skin is in. And we have singers and dancers and artists that are dark skinned that are doing big things, like Biggie Smalls was one of the best rappers that ever lived. And Tupac Shakur was another black rapper. And we have Dr. Dre, which is the beat maker, the producer of the year. And we've had several other dark entertainers that have gotten recognition. Black man has stepped up and has been the leader in the world that we live in today. So watch out, world. The black man is rising to the top. He is coming, and he's on his way to take charge, to be in charge, to control the environment, and to take control of our kids, because we need to do something with our kids to make our civilization better, because we've had some problems with guns. And say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. That's right. That's how we're doing today. We're introducing the black positive.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
And I walked around and I saw Eddie Murphy. He was sitting with about 10 or 15 playmates. And I heard him say to the girls he was a playboy. And I walked up and I said, I know I didn't hear you say you were a playboy. You ain't no playboy. Ain't nobody heard about no women chasing you down after you leave the TV set, the movie set. Ain't nobody run you down after you did a stand-up comedy routine in the comedy club. Come on now. So I told them if they wanted to be with a real playboy, they need to check me out. I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm the playboy extraordinaire. I can put it down, girls, so you need to come check me out. We were doing a fundraiser at the Playboy Club in South Las Vegas on the Strip. They had Eddie Murphy, Snoop Dogg, Cat Williams, and then I closed the show. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp guy. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. And I walked around and I saw Eddie Murphy. He was sitting with about 10 or 15 playmates. Come on now. And I heard him say to the girls he was a playboy. And I said, I know I didn't hear you say you were a playboy. Come on now. Ain't nobody heard about no women chasing you down after you leave the TV set, the movie set. Come on now. Ain't nobody run you down after you did a stand-up comedy routine in the comedy club. Come on now. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp guy. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. I walked by Snoop Dogg and I heard him say he was a pimp. And I walked up and I said, I know I didn't hear you say you're a pimp. You're married and you got four kids. And your wife would kick your butt if she found you messing around with all these playmates. Come on now. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp guy. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. And I ran into Cat Williams, and he had about 10 or 15 playmates, and I heard him say he was a pimp. And I walked up and I said, I know I didn't hear you say you're a pimp. You're too short to be a pimp. They got women that have breasts bigger than ears. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp guy. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. So I told them if they wanted to be with a real playboy, they need to check me out. I'm G Money. Come on now. You want to see what a real pimp? You want to be with a real pimp? You need to come with me. I'm G Money. I'm 6'1", 220 pounds of man. They can get their groove on with me, baby. I can take you there. Oh, yeah, I can do it like that. And when I walked out,
Everybody around the world, G-Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G-Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday. Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And I want to talk about basketball. It's basketball season, and it's time to follow G-Money's picks on the basketball, the NBA, the WNBA, and college basketball. I'm going to see if I can pick a winner. So if you follow G-Money's sports report, you will be able to find out who's winning in the basketball game throughout the basketball season. So, follow G-Money and see if you can pick a winner, because I'm going to be in it to win it.
And And we looked up, and the blood had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I gotta take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like, a DUI? How did I get a DUI?
G-Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G-Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you.
We have a store on Storytime with G-Money.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
You what's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world. This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. Well, the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for us to end our show for the week. This is Friday, and we are producing the last show of the week. And it's the clock on the wall says it's time to go. It's time for me to get out the air chair and go somewhere. I got people waiting on me, so I got to move it. I got to do it moving. Keep it pushing, you know what I mean? So, before I go, though, I want to acknowledge everybody that's celebrating their birthday today on the 17th of February. So, DJ Papa D, do we have a list of followers, fans, friends, and associates that are celebrating their birthday today so we can acknowledge them worldwide?
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for today, February 17th, 2023. Happy birthday to Jerome Reed. Happy birthday, Niecy, living in my Percy. Happy birthday, Kimberly Morris Dunn. Happy birthday, Nathalen Lyons Williams. Happy birthday to Leslie Soul. Happy birthday to Naeem Abdul Rafi. Happy birthday to Jose Rivera. Happy birthday to Tracy Tracy. Happy birthday to Sharita S. Hilton. Happy birthday, and last but not least, happy birthday to Aisha Richards. And that's it for birthdays. So we just want to wish everyone who's celebrating their birthday today a happy birthday. Everyone who's celebrating their birthday today, February 17th, 2023, a happy birthday.
That's happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today on the 17th of February, the day after my daddy's birthday, and 3 days after Valentine's Day. Boy, it's been a busy month, and with the month being Black History Month, we have a lot of things going on that we're giving pride to Black people for their contributions to the community that we live in. So I want to wish everybody a birthday greeting that's celebrating their birthday in Black History Month and celebrating Happy Valentine's Day and also celebrating a birthday for my daddy. So I want to say happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today on the 17th of February, 2023. And happy Black History Day to everybody. So remember your Black history. And I want to say happy birthday to everybody, and I want to bless I wanted to give you God's blessings to everybody that's celebrating their birthdays all this month, as they are Aquarius people. And that means they're water people, because Aquarius is a water sign. So we want to give acknowledgement to everybody that likes the water. And I think we finished with the rainy season that we've had, so I think now it's time for us to blossom like flowers and have the growth of everybody. All the babies are being born, and the growth of the weather, and it's going to be sunshine and beautiful days, and the farmers are going to be able to grow beautiful crops, and we're going to eat some really good food. Yes, it's time for the seasons to change and for us to enjoy the pleasant weather that's getting ready to come our way. So happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday this month, and may they have a great time. And I want to wish them God's blessings to everybody, and may they have eternal life after death. All right. Well, I want to wish you a birthday greeting, saying happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear people. Happy birthday to you. May you have a good day today and a better day tomorrow. May you have the gracious and the blessings of our Lord and Savior. Amen. Happy birthday to everybody, and may you have good greetings from your friends and your family, and may they fix you a beautiful birthday cake to celebrate your birthday on, and may you get a real pleasant dinner for the people that love you, and may they cook a wonderful full meal for you to eat tonight. So without further ado, I want to say let us pray.
talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation. Because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen. I was in the 11th grade, and I was an athlete, but between classes, I was playing with a yo-yo. That's right. I was playing with a yo-yo. Playing with a yo-yo. That's right. That's right. I had a yo-yo. I had a Duncan yo-yo, and my yo-yo went with me everywhere. I yo-yo between classes. That's right. I yo-yo at lunchtime. I yo-yo on the way home from school. I mean, I yo-yo all the time. That's right. And I got so good at my yo-yo. I can do three tricks. That's right. That's right. I was playing with a yo-yo. Playing with a yo-yo. That's right. That's right. I was playing with a yo-yo. Playing with a yo-yo. That's right. That's right. I had a yo-yo. I had a Duncan yo-yo. And my yo-yo went with me everywhere. I could walk the dog. And then I could rock the cradle. And then you did around the world. And I was yo-yoing all over the place. Every place I went, I had my yo-yo. So I had a gold yo-yo. I had a green yo-yo. And then I had a butterfly yo-yo. And it was yo-yo. And I did it all the way in college. And I played with my yo-yo between classes. I was playing with a yo-yo. Playing with a yo-yo. That's right. That's right. I had a yo-yo. I had a Duncan yo-yo. And my yo-yo went with me everywhere. And I walked the dog. And I went around the world. And I rocked the cradle. All the tricks I knew how to do real good. And I did it even when I was going to college. I was really good at that. And I practiced every day. And I always had my yo-yo with me. I'm the yo-yo master. I was playing with a yo-yo. I'm the yo-yo master. I was playing with a yo-yo. Playing with a yo-yo. That's right. That's right. I had a yo-yo. I had a Duncan yo-yo.
Mad.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.